As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, March the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of facts, workable solutions when we can find them. We're going to go back into trust a bit today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. That's becomevocallocal.com, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tana 1 in New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, and everybody else that's carrying the broadcast. Thank you so very much for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You can find all that contact information at the becomevocallocal.com webpage. Precious metals gaining support at new higher volatility levels. We'll go there and look at that. Buyers take note. Green energy runs on the taxpayer greenbacks. We'll comment on that a bit. Government unionism under fire. Yeah, it's still in the news. Part four today, trust. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? We'll go back into the trusts and dig into that a little bit deeper. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $2 at $1,417.30 an ounce. Silver up 30 cents at $34.53 a troy ounce. Platinum up a buck at $1,826 an ounce. Palladium off $6 at $807 an ounce. Your lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Lots of volatility, lots of action in there. $1,414 for a low, $1,423.10 for a high. But at $1,417.30, your gold is up year-to-year $284.90 an ounce for a 25.16% return on your investment. A London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,418 even, and we've been trading near or above that this morning. The SPDR gold share is a little bit of a drop, about 0.30 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest. They claim this morning, however, to be holding 1,210.62 metric tons. Obviously, they're not driving the market this morning. Valued on the street at these bullion prices at $55.3 billion. Big hands, deep pockets. The SPDR gold shares. You might look it up for yourself on the internet. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 199 at 12,258. The NASDAQ closed up 51. Big moves in the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, by the way. Closed up 51 yesterday at 27.99, and crude oil, or excuse me, and the S&P 500 was up 23 at 13.31. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, once again, welcome back to our Friday, March the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Stacking up the books around me here in our studio, ready for the broadcast. But anyway, we're coming to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. In the first segment, of course, we always give our marker report, which we then must review a little bit because we do have stations out there that are away at their top of the hour news and weather breaks. So let's go back into our market report for this morning. For all those of you in the audience just joining us, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time again found gold trading up $2 at $1,417.30 now at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Very interesting thing. You can see it for yourself up on the Kitco website on their charts for this morning. There was a direct spike upwards, and then immediately, like in nanoseconds, it hit about 14.2310 and reversed and came right back down and got into the opening bell here at up $2. But this is the sort of stuff that we can expect to see as long as these exchange-traded funds, all of the various front-running people are involved in there, the government's involved in here. Everybody's trying to do what they can do to keep gold from getting out of the box, folks. If it goes over 1450 and stays there for a week, we're going to start seeing upward moves that may be very profound. Same thing going down with silver. You know, every effort has been made to quash it and bring it down, but they're just not able to do that. However, we do see in the SPDR gold shares, the GLD, the GOL, and others, there isn't a substantial amount of buying coming from the exchange-traded funds, which is indicative to me, and especially in the overnight, we see a lot of support in the Asia market for physical buying. At least that's my take on it. You can take that with a cup of coffee most mornings. Silver this morning up 30 cents at $34.53 an ounce. Platinum up a buck at 1,826 and palladium off $6 at $807 an ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 14 for a low. Again, I'll say it again, 14 for a low, 14.23.10 for a high. The SPDR gold shares, as I mentioned, virtually unchanged at 1,210.62 metric tons. It's been running at 1,210.92 metric tons for days, indicating that they're not in the marketplace, at least not big time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, again, yesterday, everything was in the green yesterday. You look at it and watch and see that. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 191 at 12,258. The NASDAQ up 51 at 27,99. And the S&P 500 up 23 at 13,31. There's a lot of work that's being done. You know, they got all the jacks and the air hoses and everything out. And they're trying to keep these markets up, trying to put, they call it a lipstick on the pig. This bad boy's going down, and it's going down like a rocket, but they're doing all they can to support it. This is called sustainable development. Crude oil this morning up $1.39. Don't like to hear that. $103.30 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude that West Texas Intermediate delivered as it is in Cushing, Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning up 9 basis points at 76.56. Of course, that's going to be reflected in the upward move in the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning down just a hair, a fuzzy bit, at $1.02 U.S. The Mexican peso, you know, you say it over and over again, all right? It's like riveted. It's like, nailed down with bridge spikes with the U.S. dollar. It's unchanging, all right? It's pegged to the U.S. dollar. We report it because it's part of the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Need I pay Calderon? Yeah, right. Anyway, it's up 7 basis points, but it's at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier there, though, has gone under the 12 ratio, and now it's at 11.9951 pesos per buck, okay? 11.9951, so just the most littlest, teeniest little bit, the peso continues to fractionally come up against the U.S. dollar. So just keep your eyes on the little peso down there. In the meantime, fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 16 basis points at $1.40. The British pound off 20 basis points at $1.63. That's a pretty strong British pound, by the way. The Swiss franc up 27 basis points at $1.08. We see this little bit and little bit and little bit coming up on the Swiss franc. But it continues to make gains over the U.S. dollar, no longer anywhere close to parity. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is at 0.74%. The 10-year is at 3.56. You just add 1.25 to that, and you should come up with your mortgage rate, and it's just about there. But anyway, the 10-year is at 3.56, and your 30 is at 4.65% in the bond market. The mortgages this morning, fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgages, unchanged from a month ago. The first time I've seen this, 4.15% a month prior and 4.15% this morning. Virtually the same phenomena happening in the 30-year, unchanged from a month ago, 4.89% a month ago, 4.88% this morning. Unusual. The prime rate at 3.25%. The gold and silver ratio this morning will take you 41.05 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. A lot of action yesterday. We talked about this in the economic calendar for the week. Yesterday was the big day. We talked about most of the things that did happen. There's one that I'll share with you in a moment, the natural gas report. This morning, they call it the employment situation is out, and we'll discuss that. And then perhaps later in the broadcast, we'll come back and pick up the factory orders. But for now, let's go over what we lost yesterday because it came out after we were on the air. And this is the EIA Natural Gas Report, the Energy Information Administration. And they say that natural gas in storage fell 85 billion cubic feet in the February 25 week. So what I see in that is that we're coming out of the heating season. Global warming is finally starting to kick in, and we'll actually have spring this year. What a blessing, huh? I thought we were going to go into an ice age. Well, anyway, so they're drawing down the natural gas in storage as they ought to. And we're moving into the spring months. This is another one, big one, out this morning, the employment situation. And that's going to be reflected in what happens inside the marketplace today. overall, it's not a lot of information. I mean, it's a whole lot of information. You can find it for yourself. Go up to www.econoday.com and look at it, the employment situation, or you can find it on the Bloomberg website as well. Here's the highlights. After several months of stagnant growth, the economy finally posted a respectively healthy gain in payroll jobs for February. So again, Yahoo, we're out of the woods, right? Everything's done. We're, you know, it was time to just go on down the road. Well, not really. But that's what they would have us believe in the opening sentence. Excuse me. Also, the unemployment rate slipped. I guess they don't have an editor on their staff. I hope they're better at grammar than they are. I hope they're better at arithmetic than they are at grammar. Also, the unemployment rate unexpectedly slipped further. Overall payroll employment in February grew by 192,000. All right. Overall payroll employment in February grew by 192,000. That would sound like fantastic, wouldn't it? But just keep it in mind how many weeks after weeks after weeks after weeks we've had 350,000 to 450,000 people signing up for their initial jobless claim. So they got a little bit, but I don't think they got anywhere nearly enough. But it was following a revised 63,000 rise in January and a 152,000 gain in December. So we can just watch to see what the revision will be next week when these numbers come out again. We'll be back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays
for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, taking a look at these numbers off the Econoday website here, the highlights on the new job employment situation. Again, we have a number out this morning of 192,000 gain in payroll following a revised 63,000 rise in January. But later in the article here, they say government jobs fell 30,000 following a 5,000 dip in January. So we can see that even though, let's say, we created 192,000 jobs, government jobs fallen by 30,000 won't be enough to even that out. The parasites still outnumber the workers, and that's a shame. But anyway, the December and January revisions were up a net 58,000. Private non-farm payrolls were somewhat stronger, increasing 222,000 in February. Non-farm payrolls. You know, they never include the farm payrolls because then they'd have to talk about the Hispanic invasion of America. But they don't like talking about that, so let's proceed. Following a 68,000 boost in January, we'll have a report on this later in the broadcast, by the way. For the latest month, manufacturing jobs advanced 33,000 after a 53,000 boost in January. Even better, only 1,000 of the February gain in manufacturing was for motor vehicles. All right, they say even better. Construction employment increased 33,000 in February, following a 22,000 decline the prior month. That doesn't look too good. It's only about an uptick of 11,000. And just divide that out, you know. You want to figure out how many new projects are out there. Just at the very most basal level, you know, you're going to build a house. It's usually done by three to four guys at the outside, you know. And then you've got all of the subs that come in and work the project too. But you just divide that 33,000 by four, and you'll get about, less than 10,000 new houses being built. Private service providing jobs. What's a private service providing job? These escorts or chauffeurs or limo drivers? Private service providing jobs. Is haircutters or something? Jumped 152,000 after a 33,000 increase in January. So I guess if you're a masseuse, you'd be doing pretty good. The latest was led by a gain of 47,000 in professional and business services. Those professionals, these are all the licensed folks out there. We'll talk about licenses perhaps on another broadcast, but these are the people that are in partnership with the government to collect revenue. Anyway, continuing with 16,000 coming from temporary help. So you take the 16,000 out of here. These are just temporary workers. Healthcare employment continued to increase in February, expanding by 34,000. Transportation and warehouse employment increased by 22,000. That's a good sign, transportation and warehousing. With half of that gain in truck transportation. So we'll see that. That'd be drivers. That'd be more trucks on the road, maybe, or maybe they're running two shifts. On the downside, employment in retail trade slipped 8,000. Possibly due to the adverse winter weather. Well, you can read more about it. It's all out there. But as you go through the news through the day, you know, all of these various and sundry articles, again, they're pointing back to this. A lot of the activity that's going to happen in the market is going to point back to that report and those numbers. Here's a little bit more. U.S. officials fighting to save homeowner aid as lawmakers fault failures. This by Lorraine Wollert and Rebecca Christie, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. Usurper's administration officials launched a campaign to preserve as much as they can of the $50 billion in foreclosure prevention aid. Now, you remember they were going to have a $61 billion trimming of the budget to try and get the better budget number. Of course, that wouldn't work. They were only able to squeak out $4 billion. We got $50 billion laying here in foreclosure prevention, and all they were shooting for in the budget reduction was $61 billion. There's so many washes. Remember the $37 billion that they pledged to Boeing to build those tankers, right? Going downhill real fast. It's very important to continue these programs now, or given how difficult the housing market is right now, said Timothy Massad. These names just drive me nuts. The Treasury's acting assistant secretary for financial stability said in a conference call with reporters yesterday, it's very important to continue these programs given how difficult the housing market is right now. This is going to be important to understand what this HAMP is, the Home Affordable Modification Program, in the weeks and months as we go forward. There's a lot of people out there that are getting foreclosed upon that if they understood the system rightly, they might just hunker down, come up with that careful line, show me the note. Show me the note. I want to see a wedding signature here. Show me that there's a debt. And as our independent research community is gaining ground, that may be the real issue in the last half of this year. But continuing here, it says, Treasury's acting assistant secretary for financial stability, in a conference call with reporters yesterday, tens of thousands of borrowers, they didn't say hundreds of thousands, they said tens of thousands. So that could be anywhere from 20 to 30, maybe 50, 70,000 out of the millions of thousands. Tens of thousands of borrowers are joining foreclosure prevention programs every month, each saving more than $500 on their mortgage. Now, they didn't say whether that's $500 a month or whether they're just saving $500 on their mortgage. If they're saving $500 on their mortgage and they're coming in and signing up for a new mortgage, they're actually creating the paper with the deed of trust and the new note, they're bailing out the bankers. But apparently no one's going to tell them that. The House Financial Services Committee is scheduled to weigh the future of the administration's Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP, and three other aid programs at a meeting today. Republicans want to eliminate funding for the programs, which both they and some Democratic lawmakers say have done more harm than good. And I would agree with that. More than a dozen Democratic lawmakers unleashed their frustration onto Treasury Secretary, the Pilgrims Society boy, Timmy F. Geithner, Little Timmy, the Pilgrim, Pilgrim Society, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan, and a half dozen other administration officials yesterday during a closed-door meeting that lasted for more than an hour. Little Timmy was on the hot seat. This is an arbitrary, capricious system that kicks hardworking people out on the street, said Representative George Miller, California Democrat, in an interview after the meeting. This administration cannot allow this to continue. We need to have the details here. We're not getting any of the details of how this kicks people out on the street, this Home Affordable Modification Program. Let's find out more about it. About 1.5 million households have begun trial mortgage modifications through HAMP, down from initial projections of 3 million to 4 million. Right? They ain't coming anywhere close to their goal here. The effort is, quote, clearly a failure, close quote, said Neil Barofsky. Let's see, so we had the Mossad guy. Now we've got Barofsky. He's the Special Inspector General for Troubled Asset Relief Program. That's your TARP. At a House Financial Services Subcommittee hearing after the report was released. HAMP's successes, quote, pale in comparison, close quote, to the record 2.9 million foreclosure filings in 2010. So they're sitting out there, they got, what, 100-something thousand? Let's see if I scroll up. No, it was tens of thousands. Tens of thousands have gotten involved in this, and we've got somewhere between, what did they say, 2.9 million foreclosure filings. So, again, we're talking about Band-Aids on the sucking chest wound of the American body politics. However, here's another quote, unspent funds don't cost the taxpayer a penny. So they set this thing up, but if they can't get anybody to sign up, at least we're not all out for the loss. But let's see how it goes. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're just going to blow through a few articles more now, and I really got a lot of stuff on the plate. As they say, a long ways to go and a short time to get there. But Republicans dismissed the usurper's proposal to cut another $6.5 billion in spending. Blah, 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 blah. Brian Fehler, Laura Litvin writing this. What a bunch of nonsense, you know. Talking about avoiding a government shutdown, it would be a blessing on America and the world. Just let's go ahead and shut the damn thing down. You know, maybe just sell Washington, D.C. to a developer and make it into some kind of a, I don't know, some kind of a collective park or something. Ohio debate over collective bargaining shifts to House representatives. Now we're over in Ohio, all right, not in Wisconsin. Mark Niquette writing this for Bloomberg. Ohio Speaker of the House of Representatives plans a, quote-unquote, thoughtful and deliberative review of a bill limiting collective bargaining rights for government employees that passed the Senate and sparked protests, a spokesman said. Committee hearings may start as early as next week, and there is no timetable for a vote on the bill, said Mike Ditto, a genuine Ditto head here, a spokesman for Speaker William Batchelder, a Republican from Medina. The Speaker knows that there's a lot of information in this bill that needs to be digested, Ditto said in the telephone interview. The Ohio Senate passed the bill 17-16 yesterday with all Democrats and six Republicans objecting. Wow. Senators debating the bill in front of a packed Senate chamber where spectators included six men wearing firefighter helmets. Protesters outside listened to the proceedings and their cheers and jeers could be heard inside. There were shouts of shame after the bill passed. Shame. Shame. Senator Shannon Jones, the bill's sponsor, acknowledged the demonstrators, though she said the measure is needed to give state and local governments the ability to cut costs and lower the number of firings needed in the face of budget reductions. Or she'd go up and look at the CAFR report and see how the state of Ohio is doing. They're probably in pretty rosy shape. But that's not the point. I understand that change is hard, but sometimes change is the only option because the status quo has failed us. And there's truth to that. I'm all for getting rid of collective bargaining altogether, certainly in government employees. This is a major step forward in correcting the imbalance between what? Between the taxpayers and the government unions that work for them. All right. Think about it from the standpoint of collective bargaining. So you have the union, and they're all over there in the corner. They're going hubba, 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 hubba. They got buku bucks in the background. They've got all these parasitical government employees clamoring for more benefits, more wages, and more staff, and more space, better working conditions, and everything else. Who do we, the people, have on our side? What, the governor? What does he care? He doesn't have to foot the bill. What, half a dozen labor secretaries or something? They don't fit the bill. They don't have to float these bonds. They don't have to do that. No. Who do we have on our side? It's an unfair situation. You know, it's not like, you know, we're the employers and we're going to leave it up to the, what, the government? To hell with that. That's what I say. If the government wants to negotiate for higher wages, they ought to negotiate with the people that have to pay the price. It has worked and it is working. He says it may not be perfect, but I would submit that this is not the time to tear it apart, blah, 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 blah. So there's going to be... It would be just as divisive, I guess, as the abortion issue. Texas may provide charter schools. You got to ask yourself, just take out the Communist Manifesto, folks, and read it down. Read down through it, you know. Are you a practicing communist or not? If you are, well, then just get out there and get your sign. Support the union. Workers of the world unite, you know. Texas may provide charter school debt guarantees under pending Senate bill. Now, the charter schools, that bothers me a little bit, once again, because we still haven't gotten out of the woods. As long as government's still involved in supporting schools and being involved in that process, then as we like to say, every time you put your hands out for unearned grants and aid, you can't be surprised when the shackles of control are put on you. So you come up with a great idea, a brilliant idea like charter schools or homeschooling or something like that, but as soon as the government comes creeping back in, then you accept their benefits and then you become a citizen once again and the whole freedom issue goes right out the window. But this by David Mildenberg, March the 3rd, writing for Bloomberg, Texas may become the second U.S. state to back charter school bond offerings under a Senate bill from a Republic leader that is opposed by local school boards. And you can imagine that the local school boards would be messing their pants in regards in the face of these charter schools gaining more ground. Bonds from charter districts with investment grade ratings would be backed by the permanent school fund. And one of the differences between the charter schools and the state schools is that there's not necessarily any union employment in these charter schools, all right? So they're able to go a lot further, have a better level of education, and hopefully even a better curriculum than being involved with their ordinary public schools. Continuing, bonds from charter districts with investment-grade ratings, it just all depends on how much you want to pay Moody's to get whatever rating you want, would be backed by the Permanent School Fund, a AAA-rated state endowment. Wow. Used to be you could entrust a number like that, but not anymore. Not ever since Bernie Madoff and AIG and the rest of them. A AAA-rated state endowment that guarantees debt issued by local systems under the proposal from Senator Florence Shapiro, the Plano Republican, heads the Senate Education Committee. Charter schools, which enroll 2%, of public school students in Texas, that's not much, could issue up to 2% of the guaranteed debt level under the term of the bill. The ratio would fluctuate with enrollment levels. The endowment had a 2010 return of 13%, rising to a value of $25 billion, according to the Texas Education Agency. Lengthy article, find it up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Lots of discussion in there, lots of room for discussion as well, as we contrast charter schools with public education or Fed Ed. North Carolina shows how a small town America is absorbing Hispanic surge. I think we could just about include any state of the union here. North Carolina shows how a small town America is absorbing the Hispanic surge. You ever think you'd hear about that in Bloomberg? Chris Burritt and Timothy R. Holman writing this one for Bloomberg. Without a growing Hispanic population in the rolling hills of rural North Carolina, Bottomley Evergreens and Farms Incorporated, a provider of Christmas trees to the Walmart Stores, Inc., and Home Depot would be out of business. Well, maybe they need to go out of business if they are so damn dependent upon the Hispanic population being absorbed in this Hispanic surge. Do we really need that Christmas tree anyway? Ask yourself the question. Quote, if it weren't for the Hispanic people, I couldn't farm, couldn't do nothing. Can't even speak. Bland Bottomley, 64 years of age, who has 4.5 million firs planted this year and fields of pumpkin. I should say it like he would, pumpkins. Got all them damn trees and pumpkins out there, and without all those Hispanic people, I couldn't farm, couldn't do nothing. And he's got sweet corn taking root nearby. All right, don't know whether that's Monsanto sweet corn or not. His son and co-owner, Mitchell, that would be Mitchell Bottomley, who's 37 years old, said he gleaned some know-how from the migrant workers. He's learning from the migrants, okay? Now listen, I know how to say, go cut cabbage, or go cut pines, he said in Spanish. You moron. Why the hell don't you teach your migrant workers how to say, go cut Spanish, or go cut cabbage and go cut pines in English? Wouldn't it be easier? At least they'd be on their way, you know. He's learning how to speak Spanish, and they're not. I guess we're going backwards rapidly. Go cut cabbage. Go cut pines. He's probably sitting there in his little chair, you know. You can just see him. Mitchell Bottomley. He's spreading Bottomley. He just couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do nothing without all of his Spanish workers, right? The Hispanic population in Allegheny County at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains grew 89.4% from 2000 to 2010. With 4.5% overall growth in the county, they can't speak English. And ain't nobody trying to help them speak English either. All right? He says, go cut cabbage in Spanish. He's really Mexican. Go cut pines in Spanish. Mexican. The increase in Latino. Notice there now, these are all H's, capital H Hispanic, capital L Latino. You know, it's always lowercase N now. Well, better not go there. Yeah. The increase in Latino residents in North Carolina reflects a broader national trend in which Hispanics are moving beyond urban neighborhoods and making rural America home. They didn't bring their language, but they did bring their language, and they brought their customs and their traditions and their anchor babies, but now they're moving out of downtown urban neighborhoods into the rural area, and I can attest to that. I see them all around here. Hispanics in North Carolina rose 111.1% during the past decade, and the ethnic population now accounts for 8.4% of the state's population, compared with 4.7% in 2000, doubling. According to the census data, there's more for that. It's become a haven for migrants, North Carolina.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So spaced repetition, you know, being the mother of indoctrination as well as education, here's a little line that we've heard 1,000 times. There aren't many Americans who want to work in agriculture, close quote, said Xavier Iglesias, 27, owner of 2 restaurants and a laundromat in Sparta, the largest town in Allegheny County in the northwestern part of the state. Quote, it's such a haven for the migrant worker to come here. It's such a haven for the migrant worker to come here, says Xavier Iglesias. Remember, these people are moving from urban neighborhoods and making rural America home. I thought they were migrants. You mean they're not going back to Mexico? The migrant worker to come here? He's your illegal alien. Here. Pretty bold article here. Quote, he's an example now. They're talking about Ignatius or Xavier Iglesias. Xavier. St. Francis Xavier, by the way, was a Jesuit, you know, along with, yeah, right, Xavier. Wouldn't imagine he's Roman Catholic. He's an example of Latinos who come up here and start businesses, said Bamberg, 64. I wonder if he came in legally. Who's been in charge of the business organization for 5 years, run 2 restaurants and a laundromat. Iglesias joined the group's board of directors last year in acknowledgement of the growing Hispanic population in the rural areas. Young and outgoing. He's young and outgoing. He speaks perfect English. Bamberg said of Iglesias. Our best Bamberg here, like Steinberg. Our best and brightest kids move away and they come back when they retire. William Frey, a senior fellow and demographer at the Brookings Institution in Washington, said capital H Hispanics comprise at least 11% of the population in the 4 of the state's 5 biggest cities. They account for 13.1% of the residents in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Bank of AmeriCorp's, the biggest U.S. bank by assets, is headquartered. Frey said the state is poised to have the 11th largest Latino population in the U.S. Now, so it's capital L Latino, capital H Hispanic, going back and forth, all right? There's a difference between Latinos and Hispanics. But you got to go in and do a little bit of anthropological study to figure that out. The demographic changes, which helped Barry the Surfer win the state in 2008 election, underscore how communities evolve as the Hispanic population fans out. Wow. Keep your eyes on that stuff, folks. Coming to a town near you. Apparently, government doesn't give a flip. Why? Well, because we've reported on this before. You got to go back to the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda. Failing that, you fail it all. All right? It's a treaty. It's a United Nations initiative. Don't expect any change anytime soon. It's the wave of the future, my man. Wave after wave, brown folk coming up across the southern border. Legally or illegally. CDO CDS fraud probes to be a 2011 priority. Prosecutor says this by David Evans and David Glovin, writing for Bloomberg collaboratively. U.S. criminal investigators will step up probes into possible fraud involving collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps, a top federal prosecutor in New York said. Well, that's what they said. But the rest of the article doesn't indicate it's going to happen anytime soon. Here's a quote. If there's crime there, we're going to find it, and we're going to pursue it. Christopher Garcia. Wonder if he's any relation to Iglesias. Garcia said at an American Bar Association meeting in San Diego, investigators won't be deterred by the complexity of the financial instruments, he said. But if there's crime there, we're going to find it, and we're going to pursue it. Does that mean that Garcia is going to get into crime? Well, I guess if he's in government, he's already pursuing crime. J.P. Morgan made $907 million from cash held in the Madoff accounts. That's right. I guess Bernie wasn't the only one that made off with the loot. $907 million, that's nothing to sniff at. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. bank, made $907 million in pre-tax profits from deposits held at the bank by imprisoned Ponzi scheme operator Bernard L. Madoff, a study said. The Madoff firm balances in its J.P. Morgan account generated the profit from 1986 to 2008, according to Linus Wilson, an assistant finance professor at the University of Louisiana. Oh, my. The plot thickens, doesn't it? It's Friday. You can all cogitate and modulate and think about this stuff over the weekend. Where do we fit into all of this? GM estate to liquidate his creditors question stock values. And we're going to get into trust and trust accounts here in a minute. We'll find out about estates and why people go into the trust as an estate. Trustees and all that. Tiffany Carey writing this for Bloomberg. General Motors unwanted businesses. One bankruptcy court approval to liquidate, subject to minor changes, paving the way for creditors to be repaid amid concern that they won't be protected from volatility in new GM stock. Another poorly crafted sentence. U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Gerber said in a Manhattan court today he will confirm the wind-down plan. Everybody's winding things down. We're winding down the Federal Reserve. We're winding down the quantitative easing. We're winding down this and winding down that. As the clock runs slower and slower on America, U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Gerber said he will confirm the wind-down plan in a written ruling. Wonderful. His decision seals the government-backed separation of the automaker's liabilities from its most profitable operations. So they're going to do some liquidation here, trying to clean up 89 polluted sites in 14 states, $773 million. GM's rebirth, its recent public offering, the growth of its market shares, the revenue it's been generating, and the continued employment of tens of thousands of people worldwide. You know, that kind of troubled me when I read this early this morning while it was still dark out. Tens of thousands of people worldwide. Why are we underwriting this? Why are we underwriting this? All of the tens of thousands of people working worldwide, I'd like to know. I think it's time for that company to go bye-bye, even though I really have enjoyed my Chevrolets. Better energy education policy needed to boost manufacturing. This is sustainable development at its finest. Aaron Gossens, writing this for Bloomberg. The president of First Solar Inc., FSLR, is a stock ticker there. The world's largest maker of thin-film solar panels called for U.S. policies to encourage investment in renewable energy that would keep manufacturing in the U.S. Remember what we talk about with sustainable development. If you want to reduce it down to anything, you can reduce it down to one word, and that word is demand. We have to sustain the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products that otherwise would go wanting in a market that could care less. Right? But that's what this is all about. We're going to need to get the Federal Reserve. We need to do a public-private partnership here. We need to get the taxing power and the force of government in cahoots with the private sector in order to make this thin-film solar panel process work. Bruce Sohn, a good Irish boy here, obviously, S-O-H-N, Bruce Sohn, said more consistent renewable energy policies would encourage investors to support large-scale U.S. plants needed to continue innovation. They have to make it there by law, okay? Force you to comply. Voluntary compliance is the force at the end of a gun. Sohn, the president of the Tempe, Arizona-based company, made his remarks at a conference in Washington organized by the U.S. Energy Department's Advanced Research Project Agency, or ARPA-E. You got it. ARPA-E is modeled after the U.S. Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency, which we all lovingly know and understand as DARPA. Right. The meeting focused attention on the contrast between design capabilities of energy startups developing cutting-edge technologies in the U.S. and the lagging manufacturing know-how to produce them on a commercial scale. Apparently, we don't have the employees, we don't have the technical savvy to build these thin-film solar panels in the U.S. And so they're calling for a change. We're going to have to go back to the vocational schools and get young people today skilled as skilled labor in this process. At the ARPA-E conference, industry executives bemoaned the lack of skilled labor in the U.S. for renewable energy manufacturing. So now we're going to start dictating curricula. It's not going to be the trivium and the quadrivium. It'll be learning how to pull that lever, turn that dial, and hang on to that crank. I think the focus has to be on better paying jobs. That's the real crisis in the country. Not necessarily. The real crisis is runaway government spending. Billions and billions and billions. $600 billion for war debt. Doesn't have to be a better paying job. We just need jobs. We need work. We need entrepreneurs, not jobs. We need people that are coming up with something new to do. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, you can log on, bookmark Become Vocal Local, and join in the chat discussion if you have the courage to do so. I think it's rather getting heated in there. Anyway, I'll try and focus on the article. Back into the news. The first hour went through a basket of news. In a moment, we're going to go into the trusts again and expand our understanding of that. But I want to close out this last couple of news articles here again because it shows, you know, what's coming down, what the big think tanks, what DARPA is talking about. I think, here's a quote, better paying jobs. I think the focus has to be on better paying jobs. It says that's the real crisis in the country. And I think that if Tom Baruch, I don't know if he's any relation to Bernard Baruch, the founder and the managing partner at San Francisco-based venture capital company, the CMEA Capital, said in an interview yesterday, quote, we're not educating people to do that, close quote, he said. Don't educate people to, you know, for better paying jobs. You need to do is really evaluate what's going down here. Right? It's not so much a condition of how much a person makes, it's how much the dollar is worth. And as long as you continue to support the fiat dollar and the Federal Reserve banking system, you're in trouble, folks. And if you happen to be an employer, you know as well as I do that when you take out a license to do business someplace, you become a tax collector for Uncle Suck and the Federal Reserve. All right? The only real benefit of a high-paying job is you have a higher tax bracket there. It's just more revenue for the state, revenue generation. Of course, that then is coupled with the interest that's made by Goldman Sachs and others when they make these loans to these startup companies, is that interest. And then there's also the initial, the IPOs, the initial public offerings of these new companies. But here we go, another quote from Baruch here. where we are really good is in innovation, discovery, and entrepreneurship. Well, yeah, but we used to be really good in making things, too, before all of our jobs were sent over to China and elsewhere, all right, down into Mexico, NAFTA, GATT, et cetera, World Trade Organization, World Bank, Bretton Woods. Where do you want to start? Again, he says, where we're really good is in innovation, discovery, and entrepreneurship. Well, that still doesn't equate to very many jobs. You've only got so many innovators, so much discovery, and so many entrepreneurs. The rest of it is the crank turners. And as long as you're going to have continuing escalation of, you know, these QE deals that just drives up everything, including oil prices, then you'll always be chasing the elusive dollar there. You'll never be able to afford Wally World and the gas station as long as the costs of the things that you need continue to go up. All right? You'll never make it with wages in that kind of a marketplace. Totally absurd to even try it. Well, continuing, John Baumstark. Wow. Of course, this is Bloomberg's website, which is why I go here a lot. They do feature these kind of people. John Baumstark, chief executive officer of Norcross, Georgia-based solar module company, Suniva, said the lack of consistent energy incentive policies. You know, we've been sharing with you every time they come up on the Bloomberg website how they subsidize the green program in Europe, and these guys are calling for the same subsidies here. But you don't subsidize anything but what out of the taxpayer pocket, right? Well, ostensibly. But what we need is policy. Yeah, that's right. We need more rules. We need more laws. We need more legislation. We need to underwrite these companies. That's what sustaining is all about. Propping up, shoring up. We have to sustain the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products. if they're really good paying jobs, do you think the thin film solar panels will be inexpensive? Yes, again. Sohn said that the more consistent federal incentives would improve U.S. manufacturing capabilities. We need to have bridging policies. Bridging policies. Well, it's a bridge, all right? A bridge to nowhere. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 4th, 2011. Friday. Yeah, well, they're going to start building sobs in the chat room. We got more trolls in there you can shake a stick at. Troll Houghton. Welcome back to our Friday, March the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, that's enough of the news basket for me. That pegs my fun meter. Oh, my, the thing people will argue about. Anywho, we're going to go back into the trusts again a little bit more. I'm just going to go right into the Black's Law Dictionary here, the revised fourth edition published long ago now, a couple of weeks ago. This is older than some, and yet not as old as others are. And I'm just going to give you the topical headline of a bunch of trusts to give you an idea of the magnitude of the topic that we're trying to take on here on the radio. All right? Listen now. Accessory trust, active trust, charitable trust, complete voluntary trust, a constructive trust, contingent trust, a direct trust, a directory trust, dry trust, educational trust, executed trust, executory trust, express active trust, express private passive trust, express trust, an imperfect trust, an implied trust, an instrumental trust, an involuntary trust, Massachusetts or business trust, ministerial trust, naked trust, passive trust, precatory trust, private trust, proprietary trust, public trust, resulting trust, savings bank trust, secret trust, shifting trust, simple trust, special trust, spendthrift trust, totten trust, transgressive trust, trust allotment, trust company, and trust deeds. And then it continues in the dictionary here, Black's Law Dictionary. This system has gone, you know, what they say on the internet, viral, all right? There are more different ways of styling a trust than you can shake a stick at. And as we shared with you right out of the Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes, when this system, the trusts, were created in this country, a lot of the big money was flowing there. There was all kind of chicanery, you know, going on in there, all kind of massive frauds and crimes happening inside of these trusts as this nation was built, all right? They were doing everything that they could. They came up with all this innovation and entrepreneurship, all these innovative ways of working with the American Bankers Association and the American Bar Association and the American Medical Association to create all of these various and sundry trusts, different ways of hiding money, holding money, pooling money, and all of that. You know, big stuff going on. There's another place that we can go, and we shared a little bit of it yesterday. When we look at the impact of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, all right? This organization, created by the American Bar Association, and right out of their own writings, had as an intent the end run, doing end runs on all of these pesky constitutions, including the federal constitution, in order to create uniformitarianism or universalism or Catholic codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, that are seamless from sea to shining sea. So much about living some place in one town or one state or one county and having a place that's a little nicer to live than others. You know, we gave this list yesterday, the Uniform Arbitration Act, the Uniform Common Interest Ownership Act, the Uniform Common Trust Act, and it just continues a long list here. Talks about, this is off of the Cornell Law, but it talks to this idea that uniformitarianism has nearly gained a lot of traction. Uniform Partnership Act, Uniform Planned Community Act, Uniform Principal and Income Act, Uniform Prudent Investors Act. Who could know it all? It takes certain kinds of lawyers, you know, to do this kind of work. It's a combination between the law, the banking, and the government, all just kind of teaming up at the top. Any surprise that we should have such a wide divergence between the top earners, the top most wealthy, and the rest of us? Here's a good example. Hatcher Stubbs, Attorneys at Law, Attorney Profile, Alan F. Rothschild, Jr. No, I'm not talking about England. I'm talking about the United States of America. Alan Rothschild has practiced estate planning, taxation, and general business law with Hatcher Stubbs for over 25 years. Just think about how much work he could do in 25 years. How many doors could be opened? How many walls could be built? Areas sealed. In the estate planning area, Alan works with individuals and their advisors to design estate plans that effectively address each family's unique tax and personal needs. Now listen carefully. We're not talking about Ma and Pa America here. They don't visit with Alan F. Rothschild, Jr. Much of his work in this area focuses on successful strategies for multi-generational wealth succession planning, including the transition of family businesses and family lands to future generations. We need to say that again. Much of his work in this area focuses on successful strategies for multi-generational wealth succession planning, including the transition of family businesses and family lands to future generations. And so we go back to Gustavus Myers, and we look at the Vanderbilts and the Carnegies and the Rockefellers and all of the rest of them that made their great fortunes in the early days, you know, the captains, the robber barons, the captains of finance and industry. And then they began this process of multi-generational wealth succession planning, including the transition of family businesses and, I should say, vast family land holdings that oftentimes were taken absolutely fraudulently by bribery, corruption, and greed, payoff and payola at the highest levels. This credit mobilier came this way, and the expansion of the railroad industry and mining interests and timber interest and every interest but your interest or mine. We hear about just the other day, you know, selling off, you know, our natural reserves as collateral for great debt. Well, it's been going down this way a long time. Everybody's going, well, whose land is it? Well, I can tell you it's not yours. You better get that three-corner, that tricorn hat back a little bit more carefully on your head and listen up. A substantial part of Allen's practice is dedicated to the formation and ongoing representation of tax-exempt organizations throughout the southeastern United States. Representative clients include family foundations, community foundations, university-related foundations, and regional nonprofits in the area of social services, cultural arts, education, and conservation. And we heard, again, from Gustavus Myers that all of these great powers and great financiers, all of them had this little humanitarian front that they could put out in front. Oh, we're going to endow a library. And they die in their will. They leave, you know, $30 million for charitable humanitarian work. And everybody goes, what a humanitarian, what a noble fellow. But they don't show you the box of bones in the closet, and they don't show you the trail of blood and tears behind them. That we don't talk about. All we ever emphasize in the news is the humanitarian work that they did, the charitable organizations that they built. Tax exempt, a way to hide tax dollars. We'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com.
BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, you know, while everybody's concerned about Muammar Gaddafi and whether we should or we shouldn't, you know, provide him more military assistance over there, the real action just continues to happen right here in this country as it goes further and further and further out of our control. American Bar Association getting together for their 22nd annual spring symposia. What's going to be their hot topic this spring? Join the ABA section of Real Property, Trust and Estate Law, RPTE. As we hold our 22nd annual spring symposia on April the 28th to the 29th of 2011, noted speakers and experts in the field of real estate trust and real estate planning will be leading programs on current issues and hot topics in these areas of law. All sessions will be held at the Grand Hyatt, Washington. And it continues. Of course, that's where we get Alan F. Rothschild, Jr. He's the chair of the American Bar Association section of Real Property Trust and estate law. So yesterday we started in and looked at this book. Everyone could have one in their library if you could find it at a flea market like I did. The Reader's Digest Family Legal Guide, a complete encyclopedia of law for the layman. You know, I just picked these things up. I don't know how many hundred books I've got on law in my library. Miscellaneous things that I like to get and read. Some people like to read the sports page. I like to read law books, all right, and philosophy and history. But anyway, this one was particularly interesting because it shows two things. One, it shows what the generally accepted information for the layman is, if I could say it that way, kind of clumsy. But it floats out the ideas. You know, we talked yesterday about this state and the state, as Alfred Addis has been bringing to public attention more increasingly lately, the difference between this state and the state. Once you go in as a citizen and look for benefits, you know, out of these statutes, laws, codes, etc., you pretty well got penned up in there. But, of course, the contrary to that is Grant Hall, the privacy crisis, identity theft, prevention and a guide to anonymous living. There's a couple of different ways you can go. A trust could be used as a bludgeon to take you down with. At the same time, it could be used, you know, with the precision of a .30-06 and a scope to do good things for you and put food on your table. So it's just a matter of learning these things. I think if we can all up our ante just a little bit and realize that if we're going to be, you know, if there's going to be any change, we need a replacement set. We don't need it generally in mind. We need to have it firmly in hand. We needed it years ago. But we'll need it tomorrow just as much as we need it today. And so hopefully, right where you are when the fecal matter hits the rotating oscillator, as another host likes to say, when that day comes, and that day is coming, somebody's going to need to step up to the plate, you know. And maybe in your town, you'll get a bunch of hotheads with arms, and they'll go in and they'll wipe out your local government and your bankers, et cetera, et cetera. And although that might be a start in one direction, they'll find immediately, it's just like the old example that I give about tearing down the outhouse. It's real easy to pull down an outhouse, but 20 minutes later when you need to use one, they're kind of hard to build. It's easy to tear down a government with bullets and bullhorns and so on and so forth, torches, Molotovs, and the rest. Easy to tear something down, hard to build one back. It's easy to castigate and condemn. It's really hard to bring forward meaningful solutions. So we just study this stuff, put it in our mind, let it flow around in your head, so that you know that it's out there. Maybe if you come in a time of need, you might be able to turn to a trust and see if there's something in here for you. Law governing trusts. Again, Reader's Digest. Trusts are governed by state law. A trust of real property or real estate is governed by the law of its situs. This becomes extremely important. We talked about situs yesterday and venue. Two important considerations. Where are you in relation to the law? Where are you in relation to venue? Are you a free man with your feet on the land? Are you a flesh and blood human being? Now, it's a politically socialized animal, according to our political science textbooks. Are you a flesh and blood man created by your creator, endowed with certain unalienable or unalienable rights? Rights. Or are you a citizen expecting benefits from the system? Again, trusts are governed by state law. Well, yeah. Which law? A trust of real property or real estate is governed by the law of its situs, that is, the state in which the property is located. Notice the use of the phrase, the state. Not this state, but the state. Its situs. That is, the state in which the property is located. A trust of personal property, any property except real estate, is frequently governed by the law of the state of the settler's domicile. Settler, again. Settler. It's the language of the Israelis, right? They're settlers. They're pilgrims. But, of course, all of that was fed to us by Hollyweird throughout our lives as we watch the, you know, Indians and the cowboys shooting it up and the pilgrims and the settlers, right? The pilgrims got it, the Mayfield or Mayflower Compact, the pilgrim. A trust of personal property is frequently governed by the law of the state of the settler's domicile and their residence. Lots to understand. You know, these are not necessarily synonymous. They're certainly not synonymous. Domicile and residence. Again, if you don't have a Black's Law Dictionary or access to one or a Bouvier's, you can find it on the Internet. But words have meanings. And we talked about, you know, grammar, the trivium. The trivium, grammar, dialectic or logic, and then rhetoric, oratory, being able to become vocal, local, cogently. Being careful about the things we say, the words we use, and having the answers to questions we ask before we ask the questions, oftentimes. The difference between an evidentiary hearing and an argumentative hearing. You're there to argue, or have you brought evidence? I can start the broadcast. This is the show me showdown. Show me the law. Show me your facts and show me your evidence. I'm not here to argue with you. Certainly listen to your facts. Certainly inquire and look at your evidence and certainly interested in what law you might bring forward, but I'm not here to argue. And if you go into a public hearing or public meetings to argue, you've already lost. The deck is stacked against you. In determining which state has the greatest interest in regulating the trust property, courts consider a number of factors such as the intention of the settlor. Intent. Very important. Intention. And when you're getting involved in intention and situs and venue, you need to demonstrate that in advance in your writings to make sure that you wind up in the right side of the law, on the right side of the bar. The state where the trustee lives and the location of the trust property. This is all the. But we go into this uniform laws, and we find this state, as opposed to the state. Reasons for trust. Trusts are established for two main reasons. To take advantage of the tax benefits they offer. That's ought to be a heads up to you. Tax benefits, so you're a taxpayer, so you're a citizen. Be careful. And benefits. Every time a person reaches out for unearned shekels or grants in aid are benefits. Rights. They always have duties that run with them. It's a double-edged sword. Trusts are established for two main reasons, to take advantage of the tax benefit they offer and to provide a way to take care of other people. Other people. At least here they're using people, not citizens. And again, this has been written for a wide audience, for the general audience, for Ma and Pa America sitting at the kitchen table reading the Reader's Digest Family Legal Guide. Family Legal Guide, a complete encyclopedia for laymen. It's being written for the layman. But it's surely not written by a layman. This has been written by a very careful team, no doubt. Collaborative writing project by attorneys. Right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we can see when we read this, Hatcher Stubbs, the attorney profile for Mr. Rothschild, he's got a lot more on his plate than taking advantage of tax benefits and providing a way to take care of other people, at least in detail. But overall, you know, in substance, yeah, you could throw it under those two headings and it'd be reasonably accurate. And there's lots of people out there that know this stuff inside, outside, upside, and downside. Unfortunately, those that do, this seems to be their only thing, and so that's, if you want to listen to their broadcast, you can, but oftentimes it gets to be pretty grinding on a month-to-month basis. But nevertheless, they're out there. You know, Randy Kelton has been doing, you know, a lot of good work teaching people. Alfred Addis, the same thing. George Gordon, you know, be careful in there. I've had certain reports. But, you know, listen to everybody, like Bill Cooper used to say. Read anything. Fill your, you know, get your eyes full, you know, get the black and white in your eyes, as Hal Anthony says, and come to knowledge on this. Come up to speed. Join us all here in the 21st century, all right? Moving into the 22nd century, 20, second 100 century. What do they think? Yeah, it will be. I guess it will be the 22nd century. Moving towards the 22nd century. You know, we're moving forward here. We never stopped. Find ourselves out there in this great diving board of life, and our toes have just come off the board, and we're falling forward into the future all the time. As soon as you come off that board, it's pretty much a done deal. It's all how you do the setup. This is what kind of a dive you're going to perform, but once your toes come off, you could change your mind. I guess, and do a different kind of a dive. But continuing here, one of the most important reasons for setting up a trust is the favorable tax treatment that results from its use. You've got a tax issue coming up? Might want to look at a trust. Trusts are usually created by persons in high income tax brackets who want to reduce their taxable incomes without giving up ownership of income producing assets. And so now we go back and we look at this CAFRA, corporation nation, and think about it from the standpoint of the trusts and realize that what they're doing is doing massive amounts of investing in all kinds of corporations. They're hiding behind these pension funds as trusts, raking in the do-re-mi, and it's the trust managers and all of the brokers that get all the commissions. They're the ones that are living in the lap of luxury, but the school teachers, they're out there begging collective bargaining, right? But that doesn't come up in these news articles, and it's not part of Walker's debate on the House floor or in Ohio. This is done by naming beneficiaries who are in lower income tax brackets than are the settlors of the trust, such as children and grandchildren. You're breaking up your tax liability. The yearly income that is paid out from the trust to the beneficiaries is included in their taxable income. So they can bring up, you know, another Rothschild son here, another Rothschild daughter there. You know, give them a little, you know, a few shekels here and a few shekels there. Spread the wealth around. It all stays in the family. You know what it is? It's multi-generational income and land holding. And that's right off the website there for Hatcher and Stubbs Rothschild. That's what he does. That's what they do. They pioneered this work. A trust may be taxed as a separate entity apart from the individual taxpayer. Of course, you're an individual taxpayer. That's something you want to try and change if you can. If under special limited circumstances, the yearly income earned by the trust is not disturbed or distributed to the beneficiaries. When this occurs, rather than having the excess income taxed directly to the person who set up the trust, placing him in a higher tax bracket, the income will be included in the taxable income of the trust, which has a lower tax bracket than does the settlor. There's tax reasons for all of this. I'm not going to go any further with the tax benefits. Caring for others. People who want to take care of their family, friends, or even unfortunate strangers often use trust to achieve these goals. For example, a husband may create an insurance trust to take care of his wife and children if he should die. Well, of course, we're all going to die. It has been appointed for us all to die at least once. To do this, he takes out a life insurance policy and pays the premium on it. Boy, what a dupe. You really need to do the mathematics there, folks. Take your calculator out and run it before you get involved in these insurance scams. Anyway, the insurance company, like AIG, we just bailed them out, in return promises to pay the proceeds of the policy to the person named by the insured to act as a trustee. And if you can take someone like AIG's promises, they probably make promises that they keep to Evergreen, but they don't keep one with you. The trustee is given the duty to support the beneficiaries, usually the insured spouse and children, until the proceeds of the policy are depleted. There's more involved in all of that. Watch out for those insurance scams out there. They're everywhere. A spendthrift trust is one by which the settlor or the law specifically prohibits the beneficiary from signing away his right to future income from the trust. This arrangement is used primarily to support beneficiaries who are careless in handling financial matters. A spendthrift trust. Watch out for Granny. She knows she's old and she's going through it fast. Charitable trusts are usually created to benefit a certain segment of society. For example, a trust fund established for the education and support of children born with Down syndrome in New York State is a charitable trust, and guess who makes the real money and how few children with Down syndrome ever benefit. Then there's express trusts. Generally, when people speak of a trust, they mean an express trust. An express trust is created when the settlor states his intention. The settlor states his intention to create a trust, usually in writing, and goes through the required formalities to establish the trust. Enter the lawyer, he's going to get his cut. For example, if Adam executes a document making Joe the trustee of the profits of his factory, which are to go to Adam's niece Beth, an express trust has been created. Express trusts are to be distinguished from implied trusts, which are created by the courts. Implied trusts are discussed near the end of this article, and it continues. And again, once again, it then goes into private trusts, talks more about intention, and then it gets into the trust property and so on and so forth. Basic facts about the law of trust. A trust is a legal arrangement by which one person holds property for the benefit of another. The person who makes the arrangement is the settlor. The person who holds the property is the trustee. We could go on endlessly out of that, but I think we've got enough from Reader's Digest. One of the sets of encyclopedias in my house that I really value is this that was donated to our library by one of our listeners, but this is the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. This is basically, and was written, if you remember the Prussian method of education, this was written and developed for the Hochschule für Politik. Many of these contributors, the authors, were considered to be Der Führer's professors. They were all over the world, but these contributors brought a lot of information out. Now, they had three different systems in that Prussian school. What do they call that? I can't remember the exact name. Maybe I'd hit it right. This was copyrighted back in 1934 by the Macmillan Company, originally reissued in 1937, the volume that I have in front of me. But this Hochschule für Politik, there were three classes of people in Germany in the roll-up here to the Second World War, three classes primarily. At the top, they had a basically night school for people that wanted to and were going to be expected to participate in the government and in industries, and they needed to be red hot. And then they had basically all the workers, skilled workers, and they needed to be pretty well versed in all things vocational and technical. And then there was the agricultural and labor people. Right? Three classes, three tiers. And the education system was designed and developed for that. If you showed exceptional capability, you might wind up in a Hochschule für Politik. And if you found yourself in the Hochschule für Politik, don't be surprised if your instructors were working out of this same set of encyclopedias. It's a higher level of understanding than you ordinarily get. Even in encyclopedias, these articles excel. So let's go to the article here on trusts in our little Hochschule für Politik this morning. Early development. The term trust has been so variously defined that its connotations remain unprecise. I mean, you just can't nail it down. We've shown you that it's like a multi-purpose tool. It's a Leatherman on your belt. In connection with industrial combinations, it commonly refers only to forms of organization in manufacturing and mining industries motivated by the desire to escape the limiting force of competition. You see how drastically different it is between taxation and taking care of others and where the trusts really have their power. There's a difference here. There is that information that's been made available for those that run this planet, and then there's the information that's available to others. Vastly different way to start out. It has not been generally applied to large-scale organizations or combinations in the fields of finance and the so-called natural monopolies, although the terms money trust and power trust are sometimes heard. What a vast difference right off the bat. We'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so now I think we can, right out of Jump Street, understand that there's a vast difference between that which is laid out for the layman and that which is known by the power brokers, okay? And we need to be at least as wise as serpents, as harmless as doves, and understand the difference between those, run up our antennas of discernment as high as we can get them. It has not generally, again, been applied to large-scale organizations or combinations in the fields of finance and the so-called natural monopolies, although the terms money trust and power trust are sometimes heard. In some uses, the term is broad enough to cover the various types of monopolistic agreements and pools. And then parenthetically, the author includes cartels in European terminology. Now, remember Nathan Rothschild, we shared the article right off of Bloomberg. He's in the business now. What he wants to do is he wants to build a corporation, a cartel, if you will, of all the coal producers, big enough to rival the big miners that are out there. All right. A new cartel. So maybe they will use a trust system in this. Continuing, which have existed in American industry. I'll say it again. The various types of monopolistic agreements and pools which have existed in American industry. Again, originally written back in 1935, I believe, you know, 1934, and the issue that I have published in, reissued in 1937. still early on. They, when they talk about the world, the war in this book, they're talking about the First World War. Continuing, more precisely, it refers to forms of organization, trust proper, quote unquote, trust proper, corporate mergers. You know, this has been the past decade has been the decade of mergers and acquisitions. And it's still happening. It's happening today. Now, this is one of the reasons why I go to the Bloomberg website every morning. Not just because, you know, I'm lazy and don't want to search around. It's because I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse of what's coming down in New York City, or as like to say, New York City. And I like to keep an eye on Michael Bloomberg. All right? $200 million to become the mayor. Rewrote the legislation there in the area so that he could be reelected. What a beast this guy is. Anyway, let's continue, not get off track on him. Corporate mergers, holding company groups or combines, wherein a formal concentration of control is achieved over previously competing business units on a large scale and with monopolistic intent or result. We talked about the Koch brothers, Fred Koch, you know. They practice this economic model by Schumpeter, this idea of creative destruction. Creative destruction. Look at Warren Buffett, all right? Mr. Monopoly man with the little bow tie. Bow tie, Warren. In relation to the general movement toward industrial combinations, the term may be said to exclude large-scale organizations into which the purpose or result of control of the market does not enter. Vertical combination, however complete, would not impress upon an enterprise the stamp of a trust unless the horizontal combination at some point of contact with the market were sufficient to create the prospect of control. You know, the Rockefellers hated, loathed, despised, and detested competition. And so we're changing the level of the discussion here as we transition into this set of encyclopedias. All attempts to define a trust precisely, because you see we're bringing in vertical combinations, horizontal combinations, pools, trusts, all this stuff, trust propers, money trusts, power trusts, prospects of control, whole different thing going on here now. All attempts to define a trust precisely are in the nature of the case bound to fail. Again, this is the mastery and the mystery of law. What is a trust? Well, it is whatever it is we created. It was by the intent of the settler, remember? However, since the forms and degrees of control of the market are so numerous and various, on the one hand, while the modes in which the markets operate are usually described in terms of the antipodal systems of competition and monopoly, the facts seldom correspond clearly to either. On the other hand, while the fusion or federation of numerous erstwhile competitive enterprises usually affords some degree of domination in a market, the growth of a single concern may give it a commanding position in the trade, overtowering not only that of independent rivals, but also that of consolidations. Now we're talking the language of business, folks. Now we're getting into why the Germans scared the crap out of England and others in Europe. They were really coming on the scene, the canard lines and all that. They were really coming on the scene at the time period. They were threatening the empire, if you will, the British Empire, and even the American Empire. They were outsmarting and outthinking. They were resourcing to very, very brilliant people for their advice, seeking advice from the best sources. It may perhaps be said, nevertheless, that there is some approximation toward agreement upon confining the term to industrial situations or setups characterized by a relatively permanent form of organization, an element of combination, and a substantial degree of market control. Things are changing here a little bit. Go in and take a look at this in the closing moments. Just a little bit more out of this particular, here we go, rolling it back up, Uniform Trust Code, again, drafted by the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, introduced this yesterday, and by it, approved and recommended for enactment in all the states at its meeting in its 130th year in Portland, Oregon, July the 30th through August 6th of 2004. Copyright in 2005 by the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. The National Conference of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, the NCCUSL, now in its 114th year. Now just do the math, back up, right smack back in the, just before the turn of the century, 1890s. Just like the 1990s for us. Now in its 114th year, provides states with nonpartisan, well-conceived, and well-drafted legislation that brings clarity and stability to critical areas of state statutory law. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Well-conceived, nonpartisan, no-name party, well-conceived, well-drafted legislation. The National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. Conference members must be, listen now, must be lawyers qualified to practice law. They are practicing lawyers, judges, legislators, and legislative staff, and law professors. See conflict of interest there anywhere? I do. Practicing lawyers and the judges and the legislators. I thought there was a three branches of government. And legislators and their legislative staff. We just brought in a bunch of Tea Party people, but they didn't get a chance to choose the staff in Washington. It was chosen for them. They're the legislative staff. They're intergenerational. And law professors. Let's go ahead and blend in academia. Let's go ahead and get that workforce trained up in this particular branch of uniform law before the young people even get their sheepskin, who have been appointed by state governments. You don't have any control over this. You have no say in this, but these people are writing the law. They're never elected. They're appointed. By whom? By state governments, as well as the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Let's drag all the territories in. To research, to do what? To research, draft, and promote enactment of uniform state laws in areas of state law where uniformity is desirable and practical. The Commission strengthens the federal system by providing rules and procedures that are consistent from state to state, but that also reflect the diverse experience of the states. Statutes are representative of state experience because the organization is made up of representatives from each state appointed by state government. The Commission keeps state laws up to date by addressing important and timely legal issues. The plot just thickens and thickens. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.